We're joined on KBear 92.3 by a graduate of Broken Bow High School who was recently named the new recruiting coordinator for Nebraska men's basketball. Peyton Borders is with us on the phone. Peyton, first of all, congratulations on the promotion, and thanks for making some time for us.
Of course. I appreciate it. This last week's been surreal for me. I'm really excited to get going. And I appreciate you guys having me. Oh, my God.
So what's this journey been like for you from Broken Bow to playing college ball to connecting with the Huskers staff and now becoming part of that staff?
It's been surreal. I definitely took a unique path to get to this point, playing a little bit of college basketball, never really wanting to coach or not really having, any inspiration towards that really. Once I stopped playing basketball and had it, out of my life, I realized that, I couldn't go without it. Just going to school every day, getting out of a routine without practice and things like that. I was like, I got to get back into something like this, So to get in the position as a student manager, volunteer, take time and just try to help out as much as I could and just work really hard every chance I could get. Eventually falling into this place I am now as recruiting coordinator. It's kind of been a fast pace, kind of on the fast track, but, just being a sponge and just using that, that small town work ethic of just working really hard at everything, and then just the rest will fall into place.
So how did you get connected with Coach Hoiberg and the staff to come in? As you said, you came in as kind of a student manager and now moving into a full-time role.
Yeah, so they tweeted out, Husker Hoops tweeted out something. It would have been the summer of 2021, I believe. And I was just a student, undergrad student at the University of Nebraska. And they tweeted it out, and I thought, it's just something perfect. I just was talking about how, without basketball, it's, I don't know what I'm doing. And so I was like, this is perfect, And I got an interview with them, and I got the job, and I went right into it. And I was just trying to be a sponge, really. And all of a sudden, I'm, developing a really good relationship with Coach Hoiberg. Bryce and Trey McGowan became really good friends of mine. I was in the gym with them every single day, learning from them, but then, also just with the extended staff like Luca Virgilio, and really just, focused on developing, pure relationships, There's a lot of, in this industry, it's all about being a good person. And I feel like, where I'm from, it just comes natural just because everybody, is really good people out there. And so, just being myself. It was really just a blessed opportunity to just run into that tweet. It was a perfect timing. It was God's timing. I can't make it up. So it all worked out. And, Coach Hoiberg, learning from him every day is a blessing. He's one of the best offensive minds in all of college basketball. So, all I can do is just be a sponge and just learn from that. So
recruiting coordinator, it's a big job. What was that conversation like as you kind of moved into that position?
Yeah, it was a short one. It was a type of deal where it was, hey, we want to create this position, and we think it's a good thing for you, and it's something that we think you could excel at. And I just kind of expressed to them that, you're gonna get a very hard worker, and it's gonna be something I take very, very seriously. And I'm gonna do anything I want for this program, this men's basketball program, the University of Nebraska, to succeed at a high level and make history and just accomplish things we've never done before. And that was something I was very passionate about, and I just have the hard work back up that. It's very easy to be as passionate and hardworking for a university that you were a fan of growing up and watch all the games on TV and all that. It comes very naturally and very easily when you're a fan at heart. I just expressed to Coach Hoiberg that I'm going to continue to work super hard and do anything I can for this program. So
recruiting has changed so much in the last couple of years with the transfer portal and name, image, likeness. What do you see as the biggest challenge as you take on this role?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge, that obviously, like you said, it's changed a lot, just within, even this last year, it's definitely a big challenge. just competing with other schools. You know, I mean, and nowadays it's, you know, a kid, you know, especially speaking of transfer portal, a kid can average, you know, 10 points, and, you know, most of the country is going after them. You know, every country, you enter the portal, and every school is going after them. So it's just valuing relationships is really big, and just knowing what you need. You know, Coach Hoiberg has, like I said, one of the best offices in the country when, you know, when it's ran right and everything, and, you know, he knows what he's talking about. So if he has the right players, then it's dangerous. And so it's just knowing what you need. And our assistant coaches are, you know, very experienced coaches. You know, we have a great staff here that have great relations with, you know, people all across the country. So it makes it, you know, very effective, knowing what we need and knowing our own identity. And then as high school, recruiting high school is a little different because, you know, you have guys committing a little earlier, claiming their roster spot, you know, and things like that. So, it's just an interesting dynamic, and it obviously, this was my first, like, off season in this position, but it was very fast paced, and there was not a lot of breaks. You know, it seemed like the season ended, and we were right into it. You know, working into it, having visits on campus, and et cetera. So, you know, it was fast paced, and it was crazy and hectic. Talking with the coaches, they said it's been off season like none other. So it's definitely different, but, you know, the portal's not going to wait for you. You just got to attack it and work hard and, you know your identity and work towards that. So.
And, you know, so much of that is even identifying which guys to pursue even before you necessarily start making contact. And some guys, it's obvious that's somebody you want. Some guys, you got to dig a little deeper. How much work goes on kind of behind the scenes before you're even necessarily starting to contact a recruit?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot of film. It's a lot of film. Just evaluating, you know, skill sets, how you envision them. In our offense, you know, sometimes, you know, schools run a similar offense or defensive scheme to us, and so that's intriguing, you know, that they, you know, they have at least an idea of how we like to run things and things like that, or are used to, you know, certain, you know, schemes and what have you. But it takes a lot of work prior. But, you know, it's also challenging because as soon as these players enter the portal, like I said, a lot of the guys are, you know, universities are going after them. And so you don't have, like, a ton of time, you know. And so it's just literally watching college basketball, really. You know, I feel like I love what I love doing. It's a good hobby, you know, I guess you could call it. But I just watching a lot of college basketball and just knowing what's all out there. And then as soon as you get out there, you know, and then the assistant, our assistant coaches are great, and they do a great job of, you know, moving things fast. And I just try to help out as best as I can to make that process as, you know, clean as possible and smooth as possible. So.
It's Peyton Borders, the new recruiting coordinator for Husker men's basketball, a Broken Bow High School graduate. Peyton, we really appreciate you making some time for us this morning, and a lot of folks in Custer County really proud of what you've been able to accomplish. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, could I say something real quick? I just want to thank everybody. I've gotten unbelievable support, and that means the world to me. And I don't forget where I'm from. I hold a lot of pride towards that, and I'm forever grateful, you know, being from around there. So I just appreciate all the support I've received. So thank you.